All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue. And listen, I gotta be honest with you. I'm watching what's happening with Biden, and I don't want to just beat a dead horse, but dang, this one, you can't get away from it. Let me start by saying this, though. The U.S. military has a variety of special operations forces. Everybody's heard of SEALs, Green Berets, Rangers. Then there's special operations capable civil affairs, special ops aviation, the Marine Raiders, even the Navy's special boat teams. All of them have their place. All of them do amazing work. But there's one lesser known branch of special ops in the U.S. that most folks don't know of or maybe don't know much about. One that's considered a combat force multiplier. One of those small teams that can make a big impact and help the combatant commander on the ground to shape his battle space. The command for this element is located at what was formerly known as Fort Bragg, and most of us just refer to it as PSYOPs, or Psychological Operations. In 1998, the U.S. Army activated the 4th Psychological Operations Regiment, but PSYOPs have been around for many years in a far less visible capacity. The official mission of PSYOPs is to, quote, affect the opinions and actions of foreign individuals, groups, and governments. So they work in small teams. They use everything from social media, radio broadcast, print media. A few years ago, though, the name Psychological Operations, it was deemed too politically incorrect. So the powers that be made themselves feel better by changing it from PSYOPs to MISO, an acronym that stands for Military Information Support Operations. Okay, whatever. The mission's still the same. You get out there, you grab the message, you influence people. Even to the point of what is commonly known as a deception operation. A deception operation. The actual website for Army PSYOPs recruiting states that one of the missions is to intentionally deceive, to, quote, deliberately mislead enemy forces during combat. Me personally, I've worked with PSYOPs quite a bit, and I can tell you they know their business. If you ever enter a PSYOPs headquarters, if you study their history or their crests, you'll see that they wear on their uniform the symbol of Army PSYOPs. It's one of the most famous military deceptions in history, that symbol is, because the PSYOPs symbol is a Trojan horse. So the story of the Trojan horse, though, is one that most of us have heard of, at least in passing. We learned of it from Homer's Odyssey. Many scholars believe it was a myth, but it makes for a great story. Greece was at war with Troy sometime between 1300 and 1200 BC. The war had been ongoing for 10 years, and the Greeks had lost countless warriors trying to breach the walls of the great city-state of Troy. Finally, after an epic siege that saw Greek soldiers finally pull back from Troy's gates, the people of Troy were surprised to find a huge wooden horse parked outside their gates. Well, because Trojans consider horses to be sacred, the Greeks had built a large hollow wooden horse. And to make it even more irresistible, they used wood from cornel trees, which were also considered to be sacred. Greek warrior Odysseus and a group of his men, they hid inside the giant horse while the rest of the Greek army pretended to leave the area, destroying their camp and boarding their ships to sail away. But it was all a show. The Trojans had seen it as a parting gift, a peace offering. Well, after some debate as to whether or not the Greeks could even be trusted, the Trojans decided to drag the giant horse inside the walls of the city. And the end of the 10-year siege was a huge relief to the people of Troy, who immediately started celebrating. By midnight, it is said that everyone was in a drunken stupor, and Odysseus, he then acted. He and his men got out of the horse they'd been hiding in. They signaled to the Greek fleet to return, and then he led his men to kill the unsuspecting guards and open up the gates to the city. The Greeks had access to everything. They massacred the Trojans, keeping a few alive as slaves. It is said that while some of the soldiers traveled further afield, they also formed settlements which are supposed to have led to the creation of Rome. There is some archaeological evidence for the existence of Troy, although most historians now accept the idea that the story is a myth. Myth or not, the fact that the story of the Trojan horse has survived for over 3,000 years indicates its power as an example of what a deception operation can do. You trick your enemy. You make him think you're doing one thing while you're doing another. You shape the battle space by shaping the minds and the sentiments and the actual will of your enemy. So why am I telling you all this? Well, because yesterday I heard a passing comment from some pundit on a Sunday news show. The person was talking about the failed presidency of Joe Biden, how his policies were the real issue, but that he was obviously not the person truly governing the nation. The speaker said that Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. Wow, that hit home. I can't have the background that I have, having worked with PSYOPs who use the Trojan horse as their symbol, and not have a phrase like that resonate with me. Joe Biden is a Trojan horse. Radical leftists in the Democrat Party knew they couldn't win by being radical, so what did they do? In the 2020 election, the Democrats weren't going to win with Bernie Sanders. He wears his radicalism out there on his sleeve. Everybody can see it. Hillary Clinton, she was damaged goods. Trump had already beat her once. Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Tulsi Gabbard, no. They all had a mind of their own. They couldn't be controlled. They needed somebody who looked like the guy who wouldn't send out mean tweets, but who they could also control. Somebody who didn't look scary. Somebody who they could put their agenda through while pretending he was actually the one making the decisions. So they came up with the Trojan horse of Joe Biden. And they got in the gate. It was a classic deception operation. Portray good old Joe as the guy who could, quote, restore decorum and bring the adults back in charge. Be the man of unity. So they went for Joe. Then they had to launch the influence operation. Because, you see, the leftist base, they were already all in for anyone not named Trump. But those pesky centrists and so-called independents who measure how they feel based on the winds of change at every election, they had to be influenced. So Biden became the friendly uncle, the guy who would wink and tell stories and make you feel like no harm could be done because he was just good old Joe. He'd tell stories about his dad calling him Joey, how he grew up in literally everyone's backyard, church, or social group. He was the everyman. Independents, they thought he was the end of all their concerns. So they let him in the gate. The leftists in the background, they loved it. Their psyop worked. They've known for years that Joe Biden was diminishing in his capacity, but that just made him easier for them to control. Now, keep in mind, the real Trojan horse from history meant nothing to the ones that built it. Well, the real Trojan horse was just something built to appeal to the ones who were about to be conquered. The real Trojan horse, just like the Biden Trojan horse, was a psyop trick, an influence operation, a deception. The people behind it, they could care less about their Trojan horse, Joe Biden. They just want their policies put in place. So the leftists who built the Biden Trojan horse, well, they were just waiting to get their Trojan horse through the front gate and get the signal to turn their ships back to attack, and they did it, and they did it with a vengeance. Leftist policies, social discord, massive spending, climate change alarmism, transgender Title IX rewrites, weakening of the military, revising the auto market, sacrificing energy independence, throwing open the southern border, soft on crime, economic disaster, vaccine mandates, the list goes on. It's the political version of the sacking and burning of Troy. All because the psyop perpetrated on the American people. The Trojan horse, they call Joe Biden. Well, hindsight's 2020. I hope that all those folks who swung over to grab a hold of the Joe Biden Trojan horse can see now. We have an opportunity this fall to fight back. We have an opportunity that the legendary citizens of Troy did not have. Because the key to overcoming a deception, a psyop, is to counter it with truth. So we can reject any further notions of this Biden Trojan horse. We have to. Because if we don't, we'll be just like Troy. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, it just got all over me when I heard that one phrase, Biden is a Trojan horse. Yes, that's absolutely it. They were intent upon getting in the gate. All they needed was to get in the gate. They could care less about Biden himself. They needed the friendly figure, the one that was so attractive, just to get themselves in the gate so they could sack and loot and burn. And here we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.